Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
As we speak, the Cabinet is discussing a proposal today to increase the numbers allowed at weddings from 50 to 100. So if you are getting married, I'm sure this is of great interest to you. The development follows a meeting of the three coalition party leaders yesterday evening, and it's understood the government is keen to try and bring clarity to the situation for couples planning weddings. Hoteliers have been calling on the government to make a clear announcement on wedding guest numbers this week, and couples across the country face an anxious wait on whether the number of permitted guests can increase to 100 from the 5th of August, as had been anticipated under the broader reopening of society. Now, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar last week advised couples to operate on the basis of 50 guests, and that would be the maximum allowed. It is unknown yet, or not known yet, if the government will extend it, although the Minister for Health earlier on did say, Stephen Donnelly, he seemed optimistic about it. Now, the other problem is, of course, that if they do it, will they be insisting that those who go to the weddings are vaccinated or recovered from COVID-19? And currently, at the moment, Gardaí have cordoned off, areas of the city, as brides-to-be descend on the city centre to protest the wedding restrictions. Around 200 brides in their dresses are currently marching to government buildings, attempting to increase wedding capacity. Now, I'm sure that's a sight to behold, by the way. I wonder if that's the actual wedding dress they're going to use for the wedding, or are they kind of making up ones just in case they get torn or ripped or dirty or something like that. Anyway, I know a lot of people have cancelled their weddings 2 and 3 times in the hope that maybe they will increase these numbers. Anyway, I want to know what you think. Should it be increased? The number is 087-188-0008. Now, I want to go to Miriam first, if I can. Miriam, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids.
How you doing?
Hi.
Thanks for inviting me. How you doing?
Okay, now you're getting married.
That's right.
Okay, and when... you've postponed your wedding already a number of times. 3 times, I believe.
Correct. So we were due to get married on the 2nd of May 2020. We've been together for almost 20 years. It means that this is a big day for us, for myself and Jer.
Yeah.
We had to postpone the wedding. We postponed it to September, end of September, when they changed the numbers again. And we have now postponed one more time to September this year. Hopefully we will have live music and we will be able to have our band.
Okay, so at the moment it's 50 people. And so, I mean, have you invited people to your wedding already?
So we have invited approximately 100 people, and we hope that the 100 can attend, but we are still waiting for the government decision to go ahead with it.
Right, so if the government decision doesn't go ahead with it, you're in a spot of bother. You're going to have to abandon 50 people. That's not going to be nice, is it? Or are you going to cancel it again?
We haven't decided yet. We're still waiting for the news, and hopefully good news for us, but it needs to be patient. I just want to say I'm going to marry the love of my life. But as you can imagine, we are both musicians. We both play music, and music is very important for us. We want to have the opportunity to have some live music at the reception. I understand that at the moment we can only have music at the ceremony, but we believe that having music at the reception outdoors should be something that the government should consider.
At the moment, that doesn't seem to be a consideration. Okay, the consideration today is obviously to increase it from 50 to 100. Now, it may be increased to 100 on the grounds that those people would have to be vaccinated or whatever, right? We don't know yet. Of course, we know that a little bit later on today. But they do seem optimistic that it will be uncovered. Or will be, sure, it says, changed from 50 to 100. But there's no suggestion that you'll be able to pull back the tables, open up the dance floor and have a little bit of a dance and a sing.
I'm still optimistic that by September we will be able to do so. But again, it's only for us to be patient and to wait. And I hope the news today is positive for us, right? And in touch with around 150 brides, we have a WhatsApp group. We've been doing every day helping each other, things like suppliers and things like venues, and we are all positive that we are going to get 100.
Okay, and what's the love of your life? What's his name?
His name is Gerald. He's from Dublin. He's a dog.
Oh, okay. So you're marrying a Dublin man. No better man to marry, to be honest with you, than Dublin man.
And I play the piano and he plays the guitar, and we love music, and we hope that we will have.
So you love music and love each other, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? I suppose for the big for the big day. And I suppose if it is only 50 people, which I doubt, I think they are going to increase it to 100. But there may be a caveat in there, as I said already, of vaccinations. I don't know yet. We won't know till later on today. But if it was a case that they left it at 50, well, a lot of people are going to be in a spot of bother because you're going to have to ring 50 people and say, listen, remember that invitation I sent you out? I'm sorry, you can't go. I mean, that's not going to be nice. That's not going to be good, is it?
And it's an inconvenience as well because we have family and obviously we have as well our nieces and nephews and we have the friends that we, some of them have obviously coming from our old places around Ireland.
Of course, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They can book the accommodation, they can book the hotel and even for the hotel industry because I am a bridesmaid. But imagine all the hotels, all the different suppliers, we have our bands, we have photographers, we have all the suppliers. I mean, that imagine everyone who has booked a hotel to stay in and they say, oh, no, you cannot stay. You are not able to come because we have to invite you.
And what would you do if, for example, Miriam, because you say obviously you're very invested in the music industry because you play music yourself and your partner plays music. What would you do if they increase it, but they say, look, we're increasing it to 100, but you still can't have live music. There's no pulling back the tables to reveal the dance floor and you all have to sit in your seats and your bubbles and do all that. Will you still go ahead with the wedding or is the music that important to you?
No, no, no. I tell you what we are going to have. We are going to have our ceremony. Normally a ceremony takes place and probably a half an hour.
Yeah.
We have spoken to our celebrant, Mike, and he has agreed that if the situation that live music is not allowed to the reception and the band after the dinner, we are going to have all the music at the ceremony. That means that it's going to be a 3 hour
okay.
ceremony.
Right, okay, so you're going to have all the music outdoors at the ceremony, is it?
During the ceremony, and it's okay. something that I have already checked with the venue, and
okay.
we want to have our music, this is what will happen. It means that the attendees or the guests will have the concert or...
Okay.
I think during the ceremony, yeah.
Okay, well, look, I wish you well, Miriam. I hope the wedding goes well. And I hope you get what you want in the end. And I hope everybody is safe doing so as well. Listen, thank you, Miriam, for joining us today. I appreciate it. Let me go to Cathal Molloy, by the way, who is from the Wedding Band Association and also with his own band. And I always forget the name of them, Pink Champagne. It is Pink Champagne, isn't it, Cathal?
It is. Good afternoon, Niall.
Yeah, it's been a while, isn't it?
It's been torturous, Niall.
Well, the last time we spoke, we were very optimistic, and that was probably 6 months ago. And here we are, still in the same boat.
I reflected. May was the first time I spoke to you in 2020, and we had a couple of conversations since then.
Yeah.
Yeah, still in the same boat.
Yeah, literally. Okay, so, you know, I'm listening to brides, you know, saying that they've booked their weddings, and even if it's up to 100 people, which it may be by the end of the day today, based on the fact that they all have to be vaccinated, they're still saying, the hotels are saying to them, you can't pull back the tables, you're not going to be revealing dance floors, and there won't be Cathal and the Pink Champagne Band up there, you know, playing music. So, I mean, what are you guys going to do?
First of all, we don't know what the answer would be. It's likely that the music won't be permitted. But if I just allude, on Sunday afternoon, we know that the statutory instruments were updated. Niall, not many people know this. It does say that no live music in any setting, bar a wedding reception and ceremony. So today we're getting that looked at closer by a barrister to see what that means for us. But ultimately, live music was never banned. And we were kind of adhering to the Fall to Ireland guidelines.
Guidelines, yes, yeah, by Fall yeah. to Ireland, yeah.
Yeah, so, and that's fine. And look, if like...
Well, you won't have a choice. See, the thing about it is, Cathal, you don't have a choice in that because that's up to the hotelier.
It is up to the hotelier. And I would like to say, Niall, we totally 100% respect venues that will turn around and say, we are adhering to the guidelines. What we can't expect is the venues that are speculating, come on in here with your straw hat, we'll put two lads in the corner, and it's grand. That's not adhering to the guidelines.
No.
So, and we're contracted by the couple, you know, so look,
Have you got many bookings, Cathal, between, I mean, yourself and the other members, of course, but just let's focus on Pink Champagne for a second. Do you have many bookings between now and, you know, kind of the end of the year? Have you got many bookings in?
The diary is black.
Full. Right,
full.
Okay.
And I've got three weddings up the north this weekend because two of them moved across the border. Tonight at 6 o'clock, Niall, 27th.
Well, what's the rules in the north? Because I tell you what, I went, you know, to do a little bit of scenery in Belfast. I was up at Belfast Castle, which is a beautiful place, by the way. I went up, you know, just to take in on one of the nice sunny days there last weekend. And myself and Karen were sitting there looking out over the bay. It was beautiful. And next minute, a wedding arrived out of the castle, came down, and there must have been 150 people. So,
yeah.
So what's the rules in the north now when it comes to weddings?
Up until 6 o'clock this evening, a band can perform at a wedding. You're allowed your first dance. Dancing is not permitted, and the band have to play at an ambient level. But after 6 o'clock this evening, great news, the band can go in and blow the roof off the place, and there's no restrictions.
Okay, from 6 o'clock this evening.
6 o'clock this evening.
And what's the numbers up north for weddings?
It's judged. So if you look at it closer, they say they're expecting the venue to judge the size of their ballroom on what they think.
Okay, so it's per square foot. Yeah, okay.
It's that type of
thing. That's kind of logical, isn't it? Yeah,
that is. Yeah,
okay. Okay, but of course, we're in a difficult situation at the moment where we all don't know whether we're coming or going, and the rules are changing as the days go on, you know, every single day. But it does look quite optimistic, you know, over the next few months that things are going to open. I'm looking in the UK today, of course, Freedom Day happened 2 weeks ago, and now they're saying they've had 5 days in a row, I think, with case numbers dropping, even though everybody's out and about, you know, doing what they're doing, full venues, et cetera, et cetera. So that's all good, very optimistic news. So, Carl, are you optimistic?
Well, I've been optimistic since we gave up 2 weeks after the mark.
Since the last conversation I had with you, you've been optimistic.
Yeah, look, I mean, look, our interest is to get our members back to work. And our interest
and to do that safely, obviously, as well.
Look, of course we want to do it safely, but we can. I mean, last July, I actually spoke to you last July, if I remember now, and all our members did a COVID officer training course. We were jumping through hoops to try and get back to work. And we get it now, but there's very little justification in it right now. I think everybody would agree. I went for a walk this morning and met four of my neighbours that said, God, it's terrible what they're doing to you. It's terrible. And we're just trying to just... Look, and Minister Martin has engaged with us. With her department officials, we've been speaking to them. They've been supportive. Minister Martin is pushing. She's writing letters to Stephen Donnelly. She is pushing for us. So the pressure...
Maybe she'll get a reply quicker than we did. But go on. Yeah, sorry.
Well, I don't know. But look, are we going to be back on the 5th of August? We still don't know. We tend to find out in the press most of the time how things are going to roll. I don't think the COVID passport's going to come in with the 100 guests.
They're talking about that today. Now, I can't confirm nor deny that, but it has been a suggestion that, you know, they may increase it to 100 people, but that all your guests will have to be vaccinated. I could see a problem with that, because it's all well and good, you know, arriving at a restaurant and somebody says, listen, sorry, you can't come in, you don't have a vaccination pass. And she's a grand, you can eat outdoors, that's fine. But if you arrive at a wedding all dolled up and you're the bride's father and you're not vaccinated, that's going to cause a huge problem.
Yeah, look, if they come out with that, a vaccinated person probably just won't go. But look, you're right. I don't think it's...
That'll break a lot of brides' hearts around the country, where maybe a brother or an auntie or a father or mother might not be vaccinated, and to whatever choice they decided themselves to do that,
it's not
won't be allowed.
Yeah, it's not fair. It's not fair. I don't think it's fair for a bride or the venue to have to police that. But if that's what comes out, that's what we'll have to work towards to get the 100 guests into the room.
And what about musicians? They may say musicians all have to be vaccinated, don't you? Are you okay with that as well?
I'm okay with that. Yeah, I mean, the vaccination process is a personal choice to anybody.
Yeah, of course.
But you see, it shouldn't be just about a COVID pass here. We can get on a plane and fly to Spain now, but you have options: COVID recovery, COVID passport, you know, PCR. The antigen test needs to come into play here as well. I mean, someone was on the radio the other day speaking about it. There was a breakout at a wedding. If there had been antigen tests in place, they probably would have caught us. So I think it's a range of tools, but we just want to get back to work. I mean, Niall, it's at this stage, we're all gone.
Well, I think at this stage now, you are probably the most affected industry.
We're the last industry.
Well, nightclubs. Closed. Nightclubs, I suppose. Although I did hear during the week, you can open a nightclub as long as everybody's sitting down. Everybody's sitting down and there's table service, you know, all dancing in their seats. I can imagine.
Well,
mind you, there'll be no DJ either. So.
Well, that's another argument. But look, the statutory instruments, unfortunately, what we have come across is that they've brought it into law now that the dancing will not be permitted at weddings. So that's how that's going to look. We go to 100 guests, you're not allowed to dance. I don't know how you're going to police that either. The argument is, look, let's look at Northern Ireland. Why are we slipping behind and they're moving forward?
I suppose the government's argument is that there's a lot more people vaccinated per head of population, although I think we've caught up on them now at this stage.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks that way. Yeah. Definitely.
Mm. So, and of course, when we look at case numbers and we look at, you know, case numbers are high, but we shouldn't be focused on case numbers. We should be focused on hospitalizations and deaths, obviously, and mortality. And it does look like the hospitalizations and the ICU levels are remaining very stable, if not actually lower than we're led to believe, because, of course, Leo Varadkar mentioned there the other day as well that when we're talking about hospitalizations, we should only include those who went to hospital specifically for COVID, not in there for another reason, happened to test positive. Which, by the way, the UK now has come out today as well that over half of the people that went to hospital that are currently in hospital are not there because of COVID, but just happened to test positive afterwards. They went to a broken leg or something like that.
I think we need a date. I think they're in a position now they could be able to say, look, guys, we're going to leave you here for a couple of weeks. We just want to get this over the line. Here's a date that we're going to work towards. Because we can have a date. I think we can actually plan a little bit better now than we could have, you know, a couple of months ago. So, you know, and we do feel it's a little bit of a kind of finger-pointing exercise at musicians. Like, there's a campaign now, Niall. It's a great campaign. Live is not loud.
Okay, well, by the way, there's a message here that says, hi, Niall. It was our 12th anniversary on Sunday. Cahill and his band, Pink Champagne, played at our wedding in the Cadine Hotel in Newbridge. They were absolutely fantastic. I hope he gets back playing soon. From Nigel Reardon in Newbridge.
Ah, that's lovely. We have our first rehearsal tonight, would you believe? So, God, we're looking forward to that. I haven't seen the lad today.
All right, well, stay there for a second, because Barry, you're an Ireland's classic. It's, how you doing, Barry?
How are you, Niall? How are you?
Good. Well, again, you're a musician badly affected by COVID-19. I understand, you know, health and safety, and we all have to be careful in the interest of public health. Yeah. But you believe it's going on too long now, is it?
Well, I believe there's a lot of things wrong. Number one, Cahill there, they have a very good band and all. I know them fairly well myself. But I play with a two-piece band. I'm live. I'm a drummer. And I have a keyboard player with me, and we're very, very good. We play weddings and parties and everything else. But we got no recognition whatsoever. And the thing that's annoying me, and possibly annoying Cahill as well, that all these promoters, they're after getting hundreds of thousands of pounds to promote different...
Projects, yes.
Projects, you know. And they're giving the money to the promoters and...
This is the money that was given out by Minister Catherine Martin, yeah.
That's right, yeah. But she's not considering musicians. I applied... And because I'm on the old age pension, as the Two Elfellas, that's the name of our band. But,
is that the name of your band?
But I have to tell you.
Barry, is that actually the name of your band, the Two Elfellas?
Well, we call ourselves the Two Little Elfellas.
Okay, go on.
But listen to me. People would well know Barry and Ado. We go under the name of Barry and Ado. And the situation is that we play pubs and everything. We have been absolutely locked out completely.
Yeah.
What annoys me is that these promoters, they wouldn't get money if there wasn't musicians.
This is true.
You understand me? If there wasn't
a musician, there'd be no need to promote anybody.
If I could come in there about Barry's statement there, like, we are recipients of the LPSS through Department of Tourism. We head into Windmill Lane tomorrow, 14 days, 425 musicians are going to come through the door. Now, we're not the direct award recipients of the LPSS grant, but I understand what Barry is saying. But it is kind of a kickstart to the business. It is getting musicians back in. It's getting videos. It's getting the crew working. It's not enough, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's not enough. No, but what I'm saying is, we're coming down to the musician. I played in show band, and the chap that was playing with me in the show band, and we're professional musicians for nearly 55 years.
Okay.
And we're getting no respect whatsoever.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of musicians feel like that, Barry, at the moment. And I know Cahill will echo that as well. A lot of musicians feel you've kind of been abandoned a little bit.
Yeah, but there are stars, there are people that have money and made lots of money, you know, and these are the people that are getting the money.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in relation to the reason, Cahill, why this is happening, and of course... The reason it's happening is because Neffert many months ago, well, almost last year now at this stage, said that people singing or dancing, as the case may be, they are spreading COVID more, of course, because they're shouting or raising their voices. And this is, to the Wedding Band Association, have you seen data to that effect, Cahill?
We haven't seen any data, no. And I suppose if you want to look at the science, yes, of course, if someone's blaring the head and you have to bend over. But if you speak to any of the venues that we're in the whirlwind, we're on the field, we're on the ground, we're hearing the stories. 50 people are on top of each other from the time they walk in through the ceremony anyway. And the volume of an audience can be as loud as a band. And that's, I wanted to allude back to the campaign. There's a great video going around at the moment. And it's saying that loud is not live. You know,
you
can control the volume. Like, you know, and look, 100 guests, they're going to go in through the door from the 5th of August.
Yeah, but you don't want to be playing a wedding with the music when people are going, can you turn that up a little bit there, you know what I mean? Because there's no... I know from being a DJ in my days when I did weddings many, many years ago, you know, if the music... I always had a good set of Carlsberg speakers, right? And was it Carlsberg? It was Carlsberg.
That was in the 1940s.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And I always remember the louder you had it at a 21st or a wedding, the better the atmosphere. You know what I mean? If you had a good crowd and you had good amplification, the better the atmosphere. If it was too quiet, or, you know, or if the building was too big, you just didn't get the same atmosphere. So you need the volume, don't you?
You do, but you know what? I can guarantee you, because, again, we're dealing with our couples in the admin level of it. They just want their band. If you get the band in the door and you can do a little bit of a sing-along, that's better than nothing, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, well, I suppose so. Yeah. Well, you know, well, speaking of promoters, but stay there for a second, Barry and Carl, just finally on this. Sharon is a promoter, and, of course, she's responsible for the Forever Young Festival, which has been moved, of course, to September. Sharon, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Niall. I just heard the subject come up, and I thought, you know, might be useful to throw the hat in the ring from the promoter's point of view, just to put a fair, you know, point across. I totally hear what they're saying. I don't deal with sort of, you know, musicians in that sort of genre. But the grant that we were lucky to get a small grant for helping us put on an event for September.
Yeah.
But that grant comes into us and is paid out on invoice to somebody else. Doesn't go, I'm not getting a penny of that to me.
Yeah, you're not going off on holidays with us. Yeah.
I'm still on the PUP, mate. But
Barry was making a point that, okay, you know, he feels a little bit forgotten about. He's a musician. And, you know, you got a grant, and I understand it's not personal, you know what I mean? You're spending that grant, of course, on musicians. But the point he's making is, without the musicians and all those great artists that you're going to have at the Forever Young Festival, all those great 80s bands, without those artists, you wouldn't be getting a grant.
Absolutely. But our artists are all getting the money. Our crew are getting the money. Our production company is getting the money. Our sound engineers are getting the money. I'm not getting a penny of it. This money is designed to go to the people that need it. It goes through the promoters. The promoters have to put on the gigs to pay these people to do their jobs. And it is it's a really hard year, because so many people have gone out of the industry. So many of the crew are not available. Some of the expertise that we had in Ireland, and Ireland, you know, had the best live music expertise set up. It took them years to build it up rather than rely on UK expertise. And now we've lost people to other jobs, and they can't come out of their other jobs until they've got a certain scene to return to. So it is a really hard year to bring music and events back. But we're all plugging away, desperately trying to make sure it happens. But these, I can assure you that I can't speak for everybody, but the majority of promoters that want to put on shows aren't getting money from the government and sticking it in their pockets. No. This money is going to be filtered out to the people.
Well, I think Cahill has made that point too, in relation to what he's using the money for, or what the Wedding Band Association are using the money for as well. I think it's very important. And I do accept what you're saying, Barry, as a musician, that maybe you feel a little bit left out, and it is important that the musicians, without the musicians, there wouldn't be promoters. I think Sharon and Carl recognise that. But in saying that, the money is going to them, Barry. Maybe not to you personally, but... But Barry, sorry, go ahead, Barry.
Sorry, Carl. What I'm saying is, I have a Dynacord 600 watt, and I have two EV speakers. That's what I have.
Yeah.
And my keyboard player has a good set of sounds, no backing tracks whatsoever. We play live. We can use the volume loud, or we can use the volume easy, no matter what. And we entertain people all over Dublin as well.
Yeah.
And but what I'm trying to say to you is that it comes down to the basics, that there's people that I don't even know. I'm in the business, as I said, since the 60s. I played with the Sand Show Band many, many years ago. And this is the situation. We played all over the country, everywhere. And all of a sudden now, we're just chopped out. I was told I couldn't get any money because I'm an old age pensioner, because I'm on social welfare.
That's a good deal. Sorry, Carl, you want to say something to Barry?
And I'll just echo what Barry said. Look, all the work that we're doing, I mean, we've been lobbying very, very hard, and it'll all trickle down, hopefully. But Barry is right. I mean, the supports that we got were minimal. They're probably not even worth mentioning. You know, for full-time, for people that are in this business, a full-time tax.
I appreciate it. And I appreciate the money you've lost. And by the way, can I point out as well that Sharon, obviously it's a bigger event. You know, it's a big event with thousands of people at it, with all these 80s bands. I mean, she's had to move the event. She's had to cancel it last year. So, the money that she got now doesn't make up for the money that she's probably lost. I'm sure that, Sharon, that is the case.
No, I mean, we've lost over a million in 18 months. Over a million. Absolutely. For a new event, I mean, we are, you know, we're surviving, and we will survive.
Because you spent a lot of money on advertising, the original event, probably.
We're going to get our money back. that. You've got all the money in advertising. You've still got to run the website. You've still got to have people answering people's queries. You've still got to be there as an entity. And not, we could have just disappeared and gone bankrupt.
Well, the same goes for Carl on a smaller scale, obviously, because, I mean, his band was booked out for a lot of dates during the times of lockdowns, which all had to be cancelled and rescheduled. He had to sit there and ring them all up and contact them. And so everybody still has to work away in the background and not get paid. And I'm sure, Carl, that's the way it feels.
Yeah, our members have never worked as hard in admin, and you know, the admin has been an absolute nightmare, and we just can't wait to actually get back performance.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
what we love to get paid for. You know, so look, it has been difficult, and that we'll never get paid for our losses, but the supports were not even comparable to what other people got, you know, for our industry. We were definitely pushed to the sideline in many different ways. But look, it's getting better.
Well, look, I hope you all get to do what you all do best, including you, Barry and Sharon. I hope to get Sharon. What's the story in the festival, by the way? Are there things? What's the, give me I suppose a prediction, percentage wise. Does it look like looking good?
God.
Is it looking good?
The $1 million question, aren't you? We're waiting for some news this week, actually, as we speak. So we've been plugging away, preparing.
Do you really think by September we'll have thousands of people in the field watching bands? It'll be great to think that's going to happen.
We've got proposed areas, and we can social distance. We've got a huge site at Palmerstown, the fabulous Palmerstown. Our audience is of a certain age that, to be honest, they all come and sit down with their camping chairs anyway. We just might lose it.
Yeah, because they're all my age.
You know, we've got lots of plans to try and combat all the problems, but we've got to do what the government will allow us to, and we're just working with plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, and you know, we'll keep that approach of trying to keep things alive.
All right. Well, look, I hope it goes ahead, and I'm sure a lot of people have tickets for it. A lot of people still want to buy tickets for the Forever Young Festival, all those great 80s band. Carl, I wish you the best of luck. I hope you guys and all your members get back, you know, doing what you do best as well, entertaining wedding parties, etc., etc. All right. Thanks very much indeed for joining us on the line, all of you. And Barry, you too.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.